hitters and just going to betters. It's the Pre-W Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Listen, we did a feature, I don't know, this was, must have been 4 or 5 months ago on the rising prices of lumber. We all know this past summer, and certainly going back even further into the pandemic, you could make a little run over to your local Home Depot store and it was sticker shock. You couldn't buy lumber. There were supply chain issues. You didn't even know if you could get it, but if you did, boy, you paid the price. It's an amazing thing, supply and demand and its impact on a given market. And it's at play here. All those high prices caused us to back away from those unnecessary building projects, stopped buying lumber at the pace we were, and amazingly, supply and demand at work. Demand goes down, prices go down. Magic. And indeed, that's what's happening. Now, in 2022, at least, lumber prices at an all-time record low. Matthew Fox covering it for us. He's a writer for Insider. We've got him. Matthew Fox, tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, lumber prices are down, I'd say, more than 70% from their record high reached last year. So, you know, lumber futures are measured by per 1,000 board feet. They topped out around $1,700, and today they're trading at about $410. So the decline's been sharp, and a lot of it coincided with the Federal Reserve's starting its interest rate hikes.
Exactly, and that resulted in surging mortgage rates and slowed down the housing market considerably, housing starts down, et cetera. This cooled off the pricing for lumber. So at least maybe a little silver lining here.
Lumber, it's purely driven by supply and demand. So if home construction starts to fall, which it is starting to fall, there will be less demand for the products, the commodity, and the price should fall in tandem. Having said that, focusing more so on the housing market, we haven't seen too big of price declines coming in yet. There still seems to be some demand from first-time home buyers, mostly millennials. But mortgage rates at 7% are definitely getting into restrictive territory. So hopefully for those new home buyers, prices do come down. It's just, it might take a little bit longer than some expect.
Yeah. And so when should we, or are we already seeing as consumers, say at our local Home Depot store, or wherever we may be buying our lumber, when do we begin to see a reflection of the downturn in the futures pricing at the, you know, on the shelves?
So those prices have definitely started to come down considerably already. I mean, those are more directly, quickly impacted by the future pricing. So, you know, if you're working on a home project or, you know, some renovation at home, you should be seeing lower costs compared to, say, the summer of 2021 when costs were through the roof. Who's not lowering their prices are the home builders. So the home builders were able to jack up prices because they said, hey, you know, lumber prices are through the roof and we need to raise our home prices to make up for the costs. And, you know, we've heard on a few earnings calls for a few different publicly traded home builders that they're probably not going to lower prices as much as they raise them. And they're going to collect that difference as increased profit.
Yeah, and that's really driven more by, aside from cost issues, really driven by simply demand. You know, there's still big demand, maybe now starting to see some decay, but still pretty significant demand for new housing. And I think that's why they're able to command, you know, once they move that price up, they're probably going to continue to command that higher pricing level. And that's probably what's driving that. Now, a couple of factors really, in addition to demand, drove the price or resulted in the demand that drove the price. One was, in this case of resulting in demand that during the pandemic of a couple of years ago or a year ago, you know, people were at home. They were working at home. They wanted to beautify their homes, spending more time in their homes. They wanted to update their homes. It was a good time to do it. And so there's a big rush to our local lumber stores. And that resulted in that demand I referenced that then drove the price up. That was a factor, one of the factors. And then the other, and please, I'll give you an opportunity to comment, but the other was the supply chain issues that were also aggravating us over the last few months, right?
Yeah, the supply chains just compounded the issue here, especially for lumber. You know, most supply chain problems were, you know, getting ships into ports and a huge backlog with that. But specifically for the lumber industry, there was a big flood in, I think, British Columbia late last year that took a lot of the sawmills offline and really hampered production. But from the sources I've talked to, most of those supply chain issues have been worked out. So you have a scenario here where demand is coming down a little bit, maybe sustained, but definitely not as strong as it was a year ago. But all those supply constraints from a year ago are now worked out and supply is pretty flush. So that's also, you know, adding to the price decline.
That's really good news. I think for those of us looking to do home renovations and, you know, whatever it may be, various projects in and around the home, price of lumber now hitting an all-time low this year, 2022 low, as mortgage rates increase, demand beginning to tail off a bit, and we're seeing a softening in lumber markets resulting in better pricing for those of us who want to go pick up a 2x4 or two. So there we go. Matthew Fox, you're a writer for Insider. Thanks for being on with us today.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Okay, we're going to head to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.